early 20s, you got started planting a few peanuts around and then got planting for the market. And, but the tobacco was in this county, not much tobacco here, but in the county, the surrounding counties, grew a lot of tobacco. Worth and Mitchell and Cockwood, and they raised some tobacco in Dooley. My dad raised tobacco a while in Dooley County. But,
what was it? Now, can you give me an idea about planting tobacco, because what it was like, what you had to do?
Well, you grew your plants in a bed like you do tomatoes, like you would potato plants in a bed. You covered it over with cheesecloth. You plant them early. Mm-hmm. You covered it over to keep the frost off of them. And you bed up your rows like potato rows, you know what I'm talking about, in a bed.
Yeah.
You smoothed it off, and you, back in my day, you set them out by hand. But when I was a kid, my daddy was had tobacco. But now they have transplanters. They just pull with a tractor with four people riding back there and stick them in there as they go along. And it's, and of course, your tobacco allotments are kind of small. But most everybody has a tobacco set of some description. They have a thing that puts down the water in the plant all at the same time. And
tobacco has to be irrigated too, doesn't
it? Yeah. Well, it's been a lot grown without irrigation, but it's come to now where it's staying so high to just about irrigate a little bit of tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a lot of irrigation in this country pretty quick. It's getting more and more.
I looked out there. It's
over here, yeah.
What is that?
That
going up over
that's,
there?
That's a bunch of folks had a whole lot of money and put it together.
Definitely.
They bought 3,200 some odd acres in one place, one piece of land. And they tell me they're going to farm every single solitary foot of it except a few small pecan groves.
They have really picked up the trees.
Yeah, they've done
it. They've cleaned it up. And I don't know, they thought they was going to do it all this year, but I was over there yesterday, me and one of my sons. And it looked to me like they were going to make it all this year.
They've got
a lot of cypress. One big cypress pond, but they don't drain the water out of it. Well, they drain the water out of them places. And I never had seen, you know, how they do this lateral or underground draining now. And in these big ditches, they got one big ditch that goes through that thing. And I guess it runs clean on around to that ditch. It goes under the motor road between here and Trucker's Corner, between here and that.
Runs under the field?
It's just a deep ditch, and then they got these tile drainings running into it. Brother, they was emptying water in it yesterday.
Hmm.
That water was, it must be, I don't know how deep water, but it looked like it's 4 or 5 feet deep in the ditch, and the ditch, the water was far down in my head. And it had these lateral drainers, so your tile was running into it, that were wide open.
Yeah, I came over the Flint, and it was hot.
Yeah.
It was very high. Now, do you remember, that brings us another subject to mind. Do you remember the high water 47 here, or was it?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Oh, now, I don't know that I could remember exactly how one year was, but the year that I remember most was way back 29. Somewhere along there, 29 or 30. 29, I believe it was. Now, Uncle lived out there close to Keechwood Creek, and we went out to his house, and the whole just about the whole golf course was covered in water, all up there by the house where the caretaker lived, what he would call it, the deal up there where they had the meetings at.
Yeah, I know.
And the water was all around it, yeah. And of course, the water used to get all clean across the cemetery down there before they put the dikes around the bridge. Or go up across Washington only on Jackson Street.
Well, I can remember back earlier than that when the water was so high, and we just had that one bridge.